the colored man must always carry these passes.
Photographs are taken at the offices of the Department of Native Affairs. Daily, a large number turns up here for reference books. Each book contains the photograph of the owner, his name, race, and particulars of employment.
They use this crude method of putting a pencil through your hair. If the pencil sticks, then you are black or African. If it falls off, you've got a chance of being classified colored.
Naturally, the officials who are employed here must have a thorough knowledge of Bantu customs and languages.
Each time you left your home, you had to make sure that you have a little book in your pocket. And if you didn't have that piece of paper, some ignorant, stupid youngster in the police force could stop you and demand that you identify yourself. If you couldn't, they locked you up.
Dr. Malanu nomthetho nzima. Dr. Malanu nomthetho nzima. Dr. Malan has got very strange rules. We're stopping me from doing that and this and the other in my own land. And people in the street would start singing, Dr. Malanu nomthetho nzima. Andazuguba soshona pi.
In the 50s, the apartheid structure was tightening. Situation was becoming so much worse, you know.
Andazuguba soshona pi.
The communities, they'd been intimidated, cowed down, but we knew the feeling among the vast majority of the people was that this system cannot continue and must do something about it.
In Johannesburg, premier city of South Africa, there was staged last weekend the first move in a campaign that may lead to civil disobedience. Thousands of colored people went to attend a protest meeting called by the African National Congress. This is the most important African organization in the Union, and it called on all colored people to protest against the racial segregation laws. A crowd of some thousands made their way to the meeting.